was your toilet, would you be happy? Part 1. Today I'm going to tackle the catty litter problem most households have when they decide to have a cat join their family. As with yourself, the first thing I would be doing if I were the cat would be to find out where the toilet is, or at least how to access it. So before you bring home the cat, you must have everything ready. If you intend that he should go outside to do his business, then make sure he has easy access to outside through a cat flap that's easily negotiable. If you do not have one installed, then be assured that he's going to want to go in and out many times of a day, some of those times while you should be sleeping. Decide between you just who's going to be the one to get up and let him in or out. Cat flaps are great things, although when we had one, all his friends used to use it as well, and often we would wake up to see a stranger looking at us from the bottom of our waterbed. Scary at first, but then after a while you do get used to it. Naturally, you can have them fitted with little protections that only your cat can access, but then that's another story for down the road. Only when our cat was at its kitten stage did I ever bother with kitty litter. At that stage he was only tiny, therefore I just bought a largish tray from the supermarket along with a few bags of kitty litter, and we used that until he was big enough to train to go in and out of the cat flap. I never bothered upsizing the tray because it was not my intention to always have to be cleaning up after him inside, and clean up meant just that. He was always able to get more kitty litter outside during his covering up movements than what was inside, so I was always sweeping up after him, which I never had time for, as I also worked outside of the home and the children were too young to do it themselves or just for me. And that's the end of part 1.